Now I feel like I have to go out there and show what a Pro Bowler plays like. You know, I have to be that elite player that I've been recognized as. You know, you can't drop down in talent when you get recognized with something like that. So I'm going to study. I'm going to go out here, and I'm going to definitely turn it up for these 49ers, and I hope they're ready. Thank you.
If you had to sell yourself for the Pro Bowl, to voters,
yeah.
What did you do? What was your game this year that made you the best interior defensive tackle?
To be honest with you, I have to choose one aspect. I think it was just pass rush. Being able to get in the quarterback's face, affect the quarterback, get him off the spot, make him throw over passes so guys like Church can get interceptions and things like that. So I think my pass rush and moving our linemen back and being more physical has really kind of set me apart.
How about consistency? I mean, if I'm looking at it, you were consistent from the first snap of the season to now. You play the same way every game. Is that the first time in your career that you've strung this many consistent games together?
This is definitely the first time in my career where I've, from start to finish or start to almost finish, been this consistent. I just really have to thank the front office, you know, Mr. Caldwell and Coach Coughlin, because without them getting me ready, you know, as far as, so this offseason they told us, come back ready for OTAs. And if you're not ready, then, you know, you'll be far behind. So that this offseason I really went back and just, instead of sitting on the couch partying or going out to eat, I was really watching what I was eating, really working hard, sacrificing as far as with the nightlife and what I want to do to really focus on this year, making this one of the best years that I can make. So that's all it was, just them, you know, telling me I need to do better.
Were you motivated by the Pro Bowl and for the guys who didn't make it, guys like Jan and Delvin, should they be motivated by it?
So this is my sixth year, my first time getting in. And I tell people, in 2015, we had number one defense all year and only four guys went. And so for me to tell Jan, I was like, I told him that example, just keep working. You know what I'm saying? It's one of those things that if you keep doing what you're doing, don't worry about Pro Bowl. Pro Bowl's going to come. You know, I've shown that you can go with a Super Bowl. You can go get a check, and you can get the Pro Bowl after that. There's no certain order you have to do anything in. So I hope, you know, he's not happy hearing that. He wants his Pro Bowl. But, you know, he'll get over it, and we'll just keep moving, and he'll – and honestly, I don't think anybody wants to play in the Pro Bowl because we have bigger dreams than that, so we'll see.
This is always a tough week, traditionally, to stay focused.
Yeah.
Christmas, family coming into town, all kinds of stuff.
Yeah.
What's the focus like for this locker room right now in San Francisco?
I mean, it's one of those things that we have an opportunity to do something we've never done before. So to say Christmas is a huge distraction, I'd be lying to you. We understand that we have a chance to close this AFC South and put ourselves in this playoff at a comfortable position, and that's our goal. We do that, Christmas will be a hell of a day, but we have to do that first.